Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, forced vaccinations and smart meters, how to legally stop it. Forced vaccinations and the invasion of our home privacy with smart meter technology sounds like the makings of a horror film. But this is exactly what's happening today in our society as we see mandatory vaccination laws being passed like SB 277 in California and the rollout of wireless digital meters being placed on homes throughout the world, in most cases without the informed consent of homeowners. Why should we care about this? Because we know that vaccines manufactured today are loaded with unwanted toxins that place our future health at risk. And these so-called smart meters pose a serious threat to our personal privacy, home safety, and our health. Today on the Natural Health 365 podcast, I've invited a very special guest, Jerry Day, to discuss what we can do to protect our rights. Make no mistake about it, this show is about protecting our lives, and it all begins with the right information and a will to succeed. Before we meet our special guest, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now please join me in welcoming Jerry Day to our show. Jerry, welcome.
Well, it's great to be with you, Jonathan.
Jerry, your webpages that you've created, freedomtaker.com and emfhelpcenter.com, which, by the way, for those listening, if you go to naturalhealth365.com, you click on the podcast link. When you find the show today about forced vaccinations and smart meters, we'll have a clickable link for both of those websites so you don't have to try to remember it, you know, every second of this show. But, Jerry, back to the question for you about freedomtaker.com and emfhelpcenter.com. They're basically public service websites helping people fight some of the abuses of major government and corporate institutions. How did you become such an activist in this topic? Talk about it, please.
Yeah, it was completely accidental. Like most people, you know, I'm just trying to live my life. And in Burbank, California, there's some corruption in the city, and they have themselves tied into a for-profit power company that supplies power to five cities, and the city makes a ton of money off of that. And so the city council is now in the for-profit power generation business. And so when they when I discovered what a smart meter was, you know, when you look at what it actually is, it is a surveillance device. It collects information, data about your personal activities inside your home 24/7, creates a permanent database of that that can be used against you by anyone that your power company chooses to sell that information to, and they are sharing it with law enforcement and insurance companies and all kinds of people, whoever can pay for it. And so I immediately said, no, you cannot put that on my house, to my Burbank Water and Power. And when I went to the city council meetings, I had to go to the city council meetings because the power company was just ignoring me and bullying me. And I told the city council, you know, who are the regulators of our power company? It's not the California Public Utility Commission in Burbank, because it's a private, technically or theoretically a privately owned power company, or a municipally owned power company. So the regulators are actually the same people who are profiting from the power company. It is the City Council of Burbank. And so it is conflict of interest, obvious situation of, you know, inevitable corruption. And when I presented my concerns about these meters to the City Council, I was just met with blank stares, you know, and no reasonable responses. No, you know, it was as if they couldn't understand the language I was speaking. I and several other activists were bringing in literally reams of material proving that the radiation that's emitted from these is harmful medically, and that should have been enough to kill it right off the bat. And then since then, we found out that these things are fire hazards. They explode in flames when they get a surge, and there's always surges, you know, every year on all of our electric utility companies' lines. So we've got a major hazard on our homes, and Burbank was just ignoring me. I never did find out. I moved several years later, and it wasn't until later that I realized and found out by doing some of the insiders, the insiders at the power company and whatnot, that they were illegally taking money out of the revenues of the power company into the city fund, and nobody could say anything about it, and they were just mysteriously silent on the whole thing, and they don't care how bad these things affect anybody because they're all making money and everybody else is doing it, so too bad for you. So I became activist in the sense that I produced a video, which was just a 5-minute video on smart meters. The name of it is Smart Meters. It's on YouTube under my YouTube channel, Minivan Jack. And that video went to 2 million views virally without any promotion of any kind. It's a talking head video where I'm just sitting there, you know, explaining the surveillance problem with these meters. And obviously, it resonated with people because, you know, that kind of viewership doesn't happen by accident. And it's turned out that ever since then, on that and another video that also went to nearly 2 million, it looks like YouTube is very much involved in censoring now, because those the search for those videos has been bullocked. You know, I've tested the search, and in many cases, I don't even get my own video on my own videos, title, search term, things like that. And the view counts on those videos were mysteriously capped at 2 million. You know, it seems like they don't allow my videos to represent more than 2 million views per. And some of my other videos, which are even more controversial, are, you know, the search is manipulated at a much lower viewership than that. So I'm struggling, you know, to get 10,000 views or 20,000 views sometimes, and I can see that the volume of the viewership is not correlated to the actual activity of the video. So, we're into some crazy opposition. But I saw in my research on this meter that, you know, not only is it a surveillance device, but it is a health damaging radiation emitter. It is a fire hazard. And I just started writing up notices to Burbank Water and Power, and I realized these notices were notices that everyone could use. So I just posted them online at freedomtaker.com for a free download of these legal notices. You tell the power company that they are in trespass, they are causing risk, hazard, and harm to the occupants, and they must remove the device. And if they don't remove it within 30 days or 21 days or whatever time you want to allow them, then you will replace the meter yourself with a safe and lawful analog meter, and the power company has no recourse if they have not rebutted your allegations of trespass with radiation surveillance and fire hazard. And of course, they cannot rebut your allegations of radiation surveillance and fire hazard because they admit that they're doing it. And anyone that doesn't think that a smart meter is a fire hazard, there's an article on CBS Online. You can probably find it if you just Google Stockton 5,000 meter fires. Some guy got in a truck and hit a power pole, and 5,000 meters in Stockton, California, in one day, exploded into flames and started fires and destroyed themselves, and they had to replace, as far as I know, they're still replacing them. I don't know how long it takes for the electric utility company to replace 5,000 meters, but I would imagine it would be months. So the idea that these things, you know, and I have a live presentation, a PowerPoint presentation, where I have a video of one of these meters catching on fire and starting a house fire very aggressively. So there's no question, that this is going on, and that's what these meters do. And there's a good reason for it. The meters have electronics in them that are sensitive to surges. The meters, for some reason, were not designed with surge arrestors, as all the old analog electromechanical meters were designed. The new meters are without that. Simply, without expectation, they took the surge arrestors out of the meters. and maybe they needed more room for the electronics. Maybe they decided the surge arrestor didn't matter anyway because the electronics would burst into flames and the surge arrestor was essentially useless. So mysteriously, there are no surge arrestors in these meters. The surge arrestors had to be in the old meters. There was no question that they needed surge protection because without them, a surge will come in and blow apart every appliance in your house. And so these are very important to have on the meter. And I guess what they're doing now, it may be to give them the benefit of the doubt, is allowing the incoming surge to explode the meter, and in hopes that the meter will explode before the surge reaches your appliances. But unfortunately, that is not the way it works, because the surge, when it causes the fire, at a certain point, it does cause a short. You're just having a meter burning up, so you're going to get a short, you know, so at some point. And when that short happens, that surge fires right on through your breakers. By the way, your breaker panel does not work backwards. So your breaker panel does not protect you about incoming surges at all. Your breaker is to protect if you have a short in one of your appliances and that short comes back from the other direction. And so that's exactly what happens. When your meter blows, finally it will short out and you will get a major surge through the house. It will damage your appliances. And then when that short comes back up the line, apparently, from one of your appliances, apparently that is when the breakers may trigger, but it's too late. And it's interesting because the fire inspectors who look at this will see that the breakers triggered. And so they will blame the breaker panel or the appliances or something else. And they don't understand the dynamics here, but the surges that are coming into an electronic meter, what they call any of the advanced metering, the smart meters, any of those meters, will allow a surge into your home ultimately, and then it'll come back and trigger your breakers on the way back, and it'll confuse the fire officials who will say, well, your insurance should not cover your appliances because your breakers triggered as they're supposed to do. And, the fire inspectors are not well-trained and not well-educated in this, and they don't know that the breakers are only supposed to trigger on the high surges coming backwards. So the breakers are not even designed to protect from incoming surge. So the breakers, it doesn't matter if the breakers work or not, that should not affect your insurance. If you have damage from a surge, your insurance should cover that, but of course, insurance companies are constantly utilizing every excuse they can to not pay your claim, and that whole insurance philosophy is a whole other problem that we could talk about another day.
So, Jerry, again, going back to the title of our program, where it's how to legally stop these smart meters from getting placed on the homes. And you know what? It seems like, if I could just mention for a moment, vaccinations are heading in the same direction. You know, if people have issues with vaccines and they go to their doctor or they go to politicians, it seems like all of them are in fear of losing their job. They've got threats happening to them. Laws are being passed, and all of it is favoring the pharmaceutical industry and not helping the individual themselves. So in terms of these entities trying to force smart meters onto people's homes, which are clearly dangerous in so many ways, and even these mandatory vaccines now, you know, what do you suggest to people on how to protect themselves?
Yeah, we posted refusal legal notices at freedomtaker.com. They're free download documents. You just go to the homepage and scroll down. And these documents notify the purveyors. You know, it may be the vaccine administrators. It may be the person stabbing you. It may be the person who made the vaccine. It may be the hospital or the clinic where they're sponsoring the program. You have to get a signature from every one of those people, admitting and accepting liability for all damage and harm. See, the vaccine industry has gone to the legislature and they have acquired, just by investment, legislation that, number one, suppresses information about vaccines, number two, forces vaccines on the public, and actually, number three, actually exacts penalties against people who refuse or resist that program. And so what they've done is they've tried to pass a law stripping you of your rights to avoid hazard and harm from a government program. And so it can be easily reversed. And you just tell them, you give them what's called a conditional acceptance, which is, I will accept your harmful and damaging vaccination or your harmful and damaging utility meter if you accept personally full liability for all damages and pay my claims happily and without delay whenever I submit them. So you have to agree that if I send you a bill, you pay it, because you are accepting responsibility for all the risk and harm for this installation or this vaccination. And so those documents are extremely powerful, because it puts the administrators of the vaccination, the manufacturers, everyone, in personal liability and full agreement to pay you for any claims you send in. And there's no argument about it after that. You're agreeing that you will pay my claims without question. Now, of course, they'd be insane to sign that, but you have every right to demand that. And if they refuse to sign it, they have just refused to provide liability for that risk and hazard, and you have every right to refuse what they're offering, whether it's the vaccination or the electric meter. So those documents are extremely powerful, very important. If you don't do anything else, get those documents out. And if someone says, oh, we have to stab your child with this vaccination, you hand them this document and you say, you're not stabbing anybody until you take responsibility for what you're doing. And what you're doing is you're nullifying the law. You know, you and I sign a contract and give up our rights. You know this, Jonathan. I know you know this. It is possible to sign a contract and give up your rights. That's what you do every time you sign a loan contract. You're giving up your rights to not pay this interest or whatever you might want to do. It's a waiver of rights. And so this is perfectly normal and done every day. And when you require that the vaccination provider or the smart meter provider sign a waiver of rights, they have to do that if you are to be expected to accept the risk and harm that they're bringing upon you and family. And so it's really, you know, you're really putting them in an impossible situation, because they would be ultimately responsible. The vaccine administrators and providers and manufacturers, smart meter manufacturers and the utility companies, these people would be liable for trillions of dollars within a year if they were to sign these waivers, these contracts. And so they know they can never sign them. But their refusal to sign the contract means that they refuse to provide insurance. They refuse to provide protection. They refuse to be held accountable for any damage they cause. So your child gets autism, who's going to pay for all that? That's a lifetime sentence of medical bills and obviously, all the associated care and feeding that goes along with taking care of an autistic child the rest of his life. There's a major liability there. And, there are many other liabilities associated with both of those things, vaccinations and electronic metering. So once we start to learn how to assert ourselves and get the right language, we can re-empower ourselves and put ourselves back in charge, which we should be in charge of our own lives, what affects us.
I hope all the concerned parents and most definitely all the homeowners out there are listening carefully to this podcast. I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. So, Jerry, with all the wireless devices and toxic chemicals, you know, certainly what we're talking about here today, do we need to live our lives differently in any way? I know you've addressed some of that already by simply getting these forms. Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, you know, I think that we need to live our lives very differently. And it's hard because I'm in my habits. We're all in our habits. Our government has pushed us into behavioral patterns. Our media pushes us into behavioral patterns. Our schools do it. Our workplaces do it. And we expose ourselves to chemicals, pollution, radiation all day, every day. And it seems bizarre when you really look at the amount of toxics and harmful elements that have been introduced into our environments. You know, how do we solve that? Do we go back, 50 years and just, use our landline phones and not have computers? Of course not. We have a forward trajectory on our technology, but how do we manage the technology so that it isn't harmful to us in so many ways? And obviously, as I said, so pollution, you have different radiation issues. I don't know, Jonathan, if your viewers know this, but roughly 15% of the population are electromagnetic sensitive. Now, that means it's like an allergy, that there are people, you cannot give them peanuts, and you simply can't. They will go into seizure and go into the ER if they eat peanuts or lobster or something else. Electromagnetic frequencies is no different. There are 3% of the population who are hypersensitive, who will go into that critical reaction. There are 15% of the population who will feel some sort of immediate physical negative effect. People will complain of headaches and brain fog and insomnia, mood swings, sometimes skin rashes. There's a whole host of symptoms from that, and it's quite often neurological, because these people are sometimes injured or vulnerable or have an illness. Found that chemically sensitive people quite often, for some reason, are also electromagnetic sensitive. So it probably comes down to just some sort of reduced resistance. If you have metal implants, especially in your head, if you have brain trauma in the past, and or if you're a very young person or very old person, you're in the risk group for electromagnetic sensitivity. And what that means is you will get sick and you will not know why. And you will not know that just, yesterday or a week ago, your neighbor installed a new Wi-Fi system, or your power company just installed a new electronic utility meter. And these things do emit radiation, and they do reach your personal living spaces, your sleeping spaces, the places where you spend most of your time. And you're sitting there now in a new bath of radiation. It might be a cell tower that just went up a few hundred feet away, and you don't even know about it. And when you're exposed to these wireless frequencies, you very likely could have some physical reaction. Go to the doctor and you'll try to get a diagnosis, and the doctor will be completely confused and give you some pills until you go home. And then if you're lucky, you'll remember that this illness or this feelings, these problems you have, physical problems or mental acuity problems, started about the time that a certain wireless device was installed near your living space or your working space. So this is a very, very common story. I've received hundreds of phone calls from people who have that exact story. I got sick, I didn't know why, I went to the doctor, he didn't know why, and then I discovered it was, it all started when they installed this wireless device near me. This is a very common thing. So any kind of unexpected or unexplained illness, absolutely you should look at all of the wireless exposures. We didn't talk about that, but it's hard to do that without a scanning meter. That's why we put those up at emfhelpcenter.com. So people could easily access affordable scanning meters. And you scan your environment, you see where those frequencies are coming from, and quite often you'll discover a source of a very bad health problem.
So I'd like to thank our sponsor one last time, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Jerry, for a moment, I'd just like you to speak to the idea of the average person out there, who's bombarded with all kinds of information all the time. Do you feel that they are as confident, educated, and assertive enough to deal with all of these assaults that we're talking about today so that they can protect their rights? What do you say to that?
Yeah, that is the big problem. Confidence, assertion. People seem to be afraid to confront institutions, afraid to confront authority. And we are living in, as Edward Snowden proved, as many other things prove in the news, we are under assault from criminality in our government and in our institutions. It's every man for himself. Government is protecting itself as if it was a separate entity from the public, collecting militarized weapons for the police, you know, doing all this crazy surveillance on the public because, the excuse is terrorism, but they're spying on people that are nowhere near any suspicion of being a terrorist. They're collecting data on everyone. So assertion means, like our documents at freedomtaker.com, the download documents, means telling someone clearly in writing in a certified letter, so something with proof of service, you may not invade my property with radiation. You may not stab my child with a vaccination because you're not disclosing the contents of that vaccination. You're not taking responsibility for the harm and risks of that vaccination. And until you do that, until you sign here doing that and promising to pay me whatever I demand for whatever damages occur from what you're doing, you will not be permitted to stab my child with your needle. So, yes, it's a different world, and we have to act differently toward institutions because institutions are acting against us. It used to be the opposite, and we were trained and brought up to respect and be, subservient to these institutions. And now these institutions are simply assaulting us in ways that they have no excuse for doing. And so if you don't change your attitude, if you don't change, do a little research, arm yourself with the little information, and draw the line of what you really want to permit people to do to you, and to find out what the electric companies are doing to you with this new metering, to find out what vaccinations really are doing, because the information is suppressed. It doesn't make it into the media. They tell us all vaccines are safe and effective. Neither one of those things are true. They are not safe, and they are quite often very ineffective, and it's a waste of time, and the only reason that we're all getting forced to do it is because the pharmaceutical industry purchased the legislation to make that happen.
So, Jerry, in closing, just for another couple minutes, because I know it'll be worth it for people to hear this, I know you're a big proponent of living off-grid. Do you feel like this off-grid strategy is a good idea all the time for all people, or just because of what's going on these days? How do you answer something like that?
Yeah, it's obviously impractical for all people at all times to live off grid. It's a very tough thing when you get into a homeowners association or you get into some very draconian city codes and this and that. It's very difficult, but actually off grid is the only place you're safe and the only place you're in control of the costs and the hazards of, your electric service or whatever it would be. I live with solar power off-grid, it's probably important to make a point of the distinction between off-grid and grid tie, off-grid and on-grid. The terms grid tie and on-grid refer to if you buy solar, you're still connected to the electric power company's grid. That is a very bad idea. The whole point of going off-grid is to not be subject to the policies, terms, and costs of grid power, and to have and own and control your own power company at your house and not get a bill from anyone in the mail. That applies to everything you can do. Now, I happen to be in an area where I was able to put in a well. I was able to put in a septic system. I was able to put in solar electric. I am completely off-grid and have no utility bills of any kind, and I prefer it that way. Not everyone can do it. But closer you can get to that, you will find the happier and more in control of your life you will be. But there's a lot of help that could be given to people who are interested in these topics.
Jerry, I know there's a lot more for us to do at future shows. I certainly would like to hear from all of you about what you think about these topics. I try to touch on a lot of different areas when it comes to health and personal safety issues on the Natural Health 365 podcast. But for now, Jerry, I just want to thank you so much for your time today. It was great information.
Thank you, Jonathan, and good luck to your listeners.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.